97.5, the Fanatic. Devon Givens here with you, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, as we hang out with you until 10 o'clock tonight right here on 97.5. Joe Torti in at 9 o'clock, as per usual, now as we look ahead to the summer and, of course, with the baseball going on, the NFL getting underway, the Sixers season done, Flyers later on, of course. We know the draft for the Sixers and free agency is a big, big thing here as we look forward to their offseason. But right now, do want to switch gears a little bit and talk about the OTAs, the Philadelphia Eagles, back in action a little bit. Voluntary, of course, but they are back in action, and it's pretty cool to be able to talk a little bit of football, see some of the footage out there. Here, Tim McManus and Sal Palantonio on with Mike Missanelli earlier today. Always great to hear those guys and speak about the Philadelphia Eagles and where they are right now. And I guess really what I wanted to start off with is, not guess, but we know Tyler Goldberg is producing the show. Great job, of course, producing with Andrew Salchunas on the Baseball Hour, as you can hear 6 to 7 every night, Monday through Friday, except for Thursdays when Anthony has his cuz hour from the parks on Thursdays. But wanted to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles, and we haven't really reflected back on the offseason as much because the Sixers were so in play and watching the Flyers and what they were doing as they were trying to position themselves for a postseason run. Unfortunately, it fell short for them, but the Sixers took care of all of that, certainly just ending their season now 9 days ago on that Sunday night. We all know what happened. They're not in the Eastern Conference Finals, but the Philadelphia Eagles had an interesting offseason with the draft and free agency and Deshaun and Malik Jackson both being here and some of the other additions that they had, of course, trading for Jordan Howard, drafting a running back and a tackle and a defensive end, and just filling up their roster the way they did. And we will certainly get into Carson Wentz with all of this discussion and Malcolm Jenkins a little bit later with his absence from the voluntary OTAs as we speak. And again, just like Fletcher Cox 2 years ago, I have no problem with Malcolm Jenkins not being there. It's not a big deal, people. So I just wanted to talk about the offseason and what the offseason has brought us and where you are right now with this football team with the way things are. No Nick Foles, so you don't have any controversy. And I was just talking to Andrew. It was a cool topic that they may use at some point on the midday show. And looking at what they have right now, as we said, with the additions to the Philadelphia Eagles and Jordan Howard and Malik Jackson and Deshaun Jackson and drafting so many good, hopefully good, young, talented players to go along with this football team. Just want to talk about what you think of this football team right now as we wait for the season to get underway. And we know, watching as we do so closely and so intently to the OTAs, how you feel about your football team right now as we look at who they are right currently with this football team in the NFL. We know 1 year removed from the Super Bowl, the key additions that they've added, we certainly feel good about what they've done, right? Drafting Andre Dillard, Miles Sanders, Whiteside, Sharif Miller, Clayton Thorson as the quarterback, bringing these players in via the draft and bringing back Stefan Wisniewski. People aren't excited about Cody Kessler, but they did bring in a quarterback, a veteran quarterback in Cody Kessler to have some competition, right? Because we know who the backup is right now. We're just saying he's a backup. We know who he is now. And can he be that guy? We don't know. But bringing in those players via the draft, right? Bringing in Deshaun Jackson and Malik Jackson to this team. Bringing back Tim Jernigan, where we thought we had waved goodbye to him. Jordan Howard acquired via draft. Vinny Curry coming back, adding depth to the defensive line. No Michael Bennett. We know Chris Long just required. Hat tip to him. Andrew Sendejo, now a third safety in the back end of that secondary, that defense. No longer We don't even say his name. No longer 24. He was good last year, the year before during the Super Bowl. Not so good last year. But bringing in Andrew Sandejo and adding to the defensive secondary back there for Malcolm Jenkins and Roddy McLeod. Two older players, but still valuable to this team. We know Roddy McLeod coming off the injury. Malcolm Jenkins right now believing that he deserves an extension to his contract. I raise my hand and say, yes, you do. Malcolm Jenkins, I am with you. Sit on out, my man. Take your time until you need to do what you need to do. And again, we know Nate Sudfeld being the backup quarterback, the primary backup to Carson Wentz, and he is so important right now. Where are you with this football team right now as we kind of shift gears a little bit? There'll still be basketball conversation. There has been basketball conversation today on the Fanatic. Still much needed. But with OTAs getting underway, Carson Wentz there, full participation. They are letting him go. They're letting him do what he needs to do. I just want to know how you guys feel about now that we know pretty much this offseason is complete. Not many more moves to be made. Maybe a Darren Sproles, something that could be there later on. We have no idea. Who knows if Chris Long really wants to stay retired? You have no idea. And maybe another name might drop somewhere along the line. It would have been nice to know that Gerald McCoy would have been available earlier. Although we do like Malik Jackson, it would have been nice to have that McCoy-Fletcher Cox tandem right there in the middle of the defensive line causing some havoc. Man, that would have been crazy. But that being said, where they are right now, I still feel good that if Carson Wentz, now available to practice full team activities, no restrictions, even though it's the OTAs, and I heard Mike say he wasn't really keen on having him out there doing everything, I have no problem with him out there doing everything because they said he's available to do everything. And we all know that during these OTAs, they're not going to have him doing everything. They're just saying that he's available to do everything in terms of the team activities. And it is good to know, knowing that he had the back issue that ended his season. Listen, I thought he was fine once you started seeing him ringing a bell at the Sixers game, pulling back on that mallet, getting ready to hit the bell to start the game off, right? He's fine. We know taking a hit and hitting that bell at a Sixers game to start the game off is not the same. He's fine. No surgery, as Trey was talking about early this morning during the morning show. Had no surgery, needed no surgery. And yes, it was a month and a half ago saying he was not fully healed. It's been a month and a half. We don't know where he was at that point, whether it was 98%, 90%, 87%, whatever it was then. Right now, they have cleared that man to go out there and participate in full team activities. I have no issue with it. Glad to see him back out there. A lot of people know that I'm a big Carson Wentz fan. Even when all the Nick Foles things were going on, we had these conversations as to how good he is. We still don't know how good Carson Wentz is. We have a sense that we think Carson Wentz is that good, potentially one of the top quarterbacks in this NFL. We saw a nice sample of it through his first couple of years, getting hurt a season ago during the Super Bowl run. It left a lot of good things for us to look at when it came to Carson Wentz. The sample size that we had, I think, was enough. You can tell when things are a fluke. I don't think that was a fluke, what we saw during that 2018 season when they won the Super Bowl. 2017 season, they won the Super Bowl, and he led that team to the top NFC team before he went down with that injury. He is that good to me. Now, I know the injury concerns. You can call him injury. He's injury prone. Let's put it out there. He's injury prone. Yes, he is. That being said, with him being injury prone, he's going to get that contract extension. Reading the reports where they say, yes, he's going to get somewhere close to $30 million a year annually as the franchise quarterback. You know it has to be given to him. Nick Foles is on the move. Tim McManus, as we heard early on with Mike, you talking about how more relaxed he looks without having that competition. Not something that you necessarily want to hear because you should welcome that competition, but it was different with Nick Foles here, knowing that he did win the Super Bowl, knowing that people would be clamoring for him the very moment that Carson Wentz did not go out there and produce anything out there in the football field. So many questions, and they are, all right, let's get this guy out of here. It is good to at least know that he feels comfortable within his skin being out there as that franchise quarterback. Putting that story behind him from Philly Voice earlier in the offseason, I believe in January. All that stuff is behind him. This team is put together. You have DeSean Jackson, Malik Jackson now in. How much does Miles Sanders add to this team? On and on and on with all of these different people. Ronald Darby is now back. Although the starting second safe corners weren't out there, Darby and Mills. What is Sidney Jones going to give you? All of these questions that we have, we know this team right now looks to be this team. Where are you with this football team as it looks right now? This looks to be it. Where are you with your 2019 Philadelphia Eagles on the first day of OTAs? 610-632-0975. Carson Wentz is healthy. Malcolm Jenkins is not there. I do not care. They had a lot of nice names that they brought in to add to this football team. And I think a lot of us really like what Howie Roseman has done with Joe Douglas and Andy Weidel as well with that front office putting this team together. And certainly the one that really stands out for me are the two biggest, being both the Jacksons, Malik, and of course DeSean Jackson, adding that speed to the outside with Alshon Jeffrey on the opposite side, keeping right now Nelson Aguilar in the mix, giving them that slot receiver that they have. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Mac Hollins, they're going to battle that out.
That's, I think we just got to start saying J.J.
Right now, I was with, yeah, J.J. Redick. You thought I was going to go J.J. Redick.
I just mean for J.J. Arcega. Just, his name's just got to be
gotta
J.J.
Just got to go J.J. Just go J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Whatever one you want to do, putting it all together, I understand where you come from, Ty. But they put together a nice team. And it's May. It's the OTAs, the end of the basketball season. Baseball is still going on. The Phillies are playing some good baseball, as you know, up and down a little bit. Some questions from time to time. Bryce Harper, of course, not hitting the way you want. The pitching staff not as great as you would hope, but we already knew that coming in. Just switching things up. OTAs back in. How do you feel about your football team right now as it stands? Because it does look like this will be your team heading into the season starting in September. Right here in Philadelphia. 610-632-0975. Mixing in the Malcolm Jenkins piece with him not being there. 2 years remaining on his contract. Deciding to not participate in the voluntary OTAs. Just as it was a few years ago when Fletcher Cox decided he did not need to show up. And Fletcher Cox did later show up to the still OTAs, just waited for Memorial Day to be over to jump back in with about 2-3 days left of OTAs. I have no issue with Malcolm Jenkins not being here. He is the leader of this team. He has so much respect in that locker room. I do not think anyone in there has an issue whatsoever with their defensive leader not being there. Now, in terms of his contract with 2 years remaining on his deal, with all of these other safeties out there getting so much money in free agency, Landon Collins, Tyrann Mathieu getting money, on and on and on with these safeties getting money, Malcolm Jenkins has every right with the way that he is used with this defense to decide, hey, if they have not offered me the money, well, we've already discussed this with my agent and with the team, and they have not given me the money that I think we should talk about. I think he has every right to take a step back during the voluntary OTAs and say, I am going to wait until we figure this out. We don't know that when the mandatory OTAs are going to be there, mandatory OTAs are going to be up, that he's not going to be there. Right now, it's voluntary. Right now, if he's making a point, fine, he is making a point. It means nothing. I'm glad people are not really talking about it meaning something, because it means nothing to me. And off of that, why don't you have a problem with it? If you do not, when you did have an issue with it, when Fletcher Cox did it a couple of years ago, is it because the Super Bowl is in your pocket now? Is it because you recognize the importance of Malcolm Jenkins and how much they use him all over that defense from the back end to the middle to the line of scrimmage from time to time? Heck, you might wind up, he plays special teams when they need him to, right? Why are you not complaining about Malcolm Jenkins not being at OTAs when it was a different story for Fletcher Cox a couple of years ago? I don't have an issue with it. I'm glad people are not angry about it. And let's just let it be what it is. He is going to be fine once he decides to step back in to the NovaCare complex and join his teammates. 610-632-0975. So, where are you right now with this football team? As we know, OTA is getting underway. Training camp does not start for a couple of months. But hey, it is football. Your football team is very good. Most of us, I'm sure, believe that they'll be in the hunt for another run at a Super Bowl title, especially with Carson Wentz hopefully being healthy. Weapons all up and down the offensive side. Revamping the defense a little bit. Getting things on a defensive front. Addressing things in the secondary. And most importantly, as we said, Carson Wentz being healthy with the back issue, the knee, year number two on his knee after the ACL surgery. Think he's going to be fine. Think this team is going to be fine. You have a good football team here in Philadelphia, people. I don't need to say it. You already know it. So please let me know, Tyler Goldberg, producing the show, how you feel about this football team right now. And along with the conversation, Malcolm Jenkins not being at OTAs, voluntary, do you have a problem with that? I do not, and I don't think you guys do either. And why not? 610-632-0975. Let's start things off in Hamilton with Mike on 97.5 tonight. Mike, what's going on?
How you doing?
Good.
To me, my personal opinion, I know it takes more than one man for a football team, but it all depends on how Wentz comes out.
Can you turn the radio down in the back for us, please?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's no problem. Thanks, man. So you're saying long as Wentz stays healthy?
Yeah, and how he performs out there, to me, that's the key.
Oh, it's certainly the key. He's the franchise. That's why he's about to be paid as such when he does get that contract extension, because he is the guy that gets things going, that gets this whole thing rolling on the offensive side. He sets the tone. It helps the defense out. If he and the offense are able to come out and put points on the board right away, if he is to be looked at as an MVP candidate, as he was in that season, 2017, before he got hurt, we need to see that again. And as he goes, so goes the rest of the team. Now, we believe everybody else will play their part, and they are good. But yes, Mike, he is the head of this team.
Yeah, you're 100% right. That's how I see it. And can I sneak something in about the booing thing?
The booing thing? What? Oh, you're talking about as far as... Okay.
How much they're booing?
Yeah.
They're taking the power away from the boo. Here's a guy when they're down 5-0 running into the wall to catch balls. What more can you want from the guy? He strikes out, they're going to boo every time he strikes out.
Yeah, I still think it's too early for them to be booing. Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate you starting us off. It is too early for the booing to really take place at the Phillies game. Let's let things really settle in. We know that baseball really starts to click after Memorial Day, sometime in June, mid-June, really starts to hit. And some of these guys just simply start slow. If some of them start slow and the other ones are hitting hot, then it all comes back around and balances out the other way, where guys are now who were slow, hot, the other ones who are hot, dip off a little bit in their production. It's what it is. It's baseball. They'll be fine. We know that basically the pitching staff is the one concern that everybody really has. Who are they? Where are they going to be? Aaron Nola up and down so far. Can you really figure out what the rest of the pitching staff is going to give you? Not really. And the hitting, as we saw it so hot early, again, it's going to cool down. They cannot continue to hit at a clip like they were. It's not possible. It's going to be an up and down season. Bryce Harper will hit at some point. Everybody knows that he struggled last year. It's fine. It's fine. Let's give them some time. There's no need to boo. No need to boo right now. Let's let these guys go out there and do what they need to do to really get things going. 610-632-0975. Mike in Willow Grove is next on a Fanatic back-to-back mics. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, my man? Hey, question. I think you're pretty much talking about Eagles right now, so should I save the Sixers point?
No, you can bring the Sixers in, yeah. Just bring it in at the end.
Yeah, exactly. All right, perfect. So with Malcolm Jenkins, completely support him, 100% on the stuff. Let the man get paid. He's 31 years old. He does everything to the team defensively, so it's like no problems, like you said, and the locker room also doesn't have problems with it either. But also with Gerald McCoy, I was thinking about bringing him in. You have him and Jerrickson in the middle. You can rotate Cox out to the outside, too, with Barnett. And you can do that way. So then you're able to utilize your three DTs that way because Cox is versatile.
Yeah, I just don't think, Mike, I agree with you. And I know a lot of people felt that way once you saw that name hit the market. Money-wise, that money is now going to be allocated towards Carson Wentz. So you need to save that. Now, unless he takes some sort of pay cut, which he won't, because I believe he made, what, 13, 14 last year with the Bucks, and they decided to move on, then the Eagles don't have that right now in order to give that up. That's why I said, it would have been nice if you would have been able to pick between Gerald McCoy and Malik Jackson and free agency, but we know that's not the case, and you just go with what you run with what you have right now.
Yeah, I'm so happy with Jackson, too, so don't get me wrong. But also, I have to bring up, because I know I'm short on time right now with Tobias, I'm actually thinking about possibly doing like a sign and trade with one of those five or six teams that are possibly interested with him, because then he can get the max, and then we can get like a pretty good bench player, and then maybe another stretch four depending on the teams and what they're offering.
So you're talking about the Keith Pompey with his sources telling you that five teams are out there?
If there's any team, I mean, we can't be the only team.
Keith Pompey actually put out something according to league sources. Suitors will include Kings, Mavs, Jazz, Nets, and Pacers for Tobias Harris.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, well, if that's the case, I would definitely do it because Tobias isn't a max player, don't get me wrong, but you're going to have to give it to him anyway. So it's like, I think personally with Tobias, since he's not a real option on our team, it'd be better to kind of suit up our defense, I mean our bench, because of the fact that we don't have a lot of cap space to sign a more better bench player. You know, and then you can get a starting four as well. You can possibly stretch the four.
Well, I mean, listen, Mike, thanks for the call. And right now, if you look at some of those teams, he would certainly be a nice addition to them. The Kings and the Mavs, not playoff teams, Jazz, Nets, and Pacers, playoff teams looking for that extra shooting, stretch four possibility for those particular teams. And Tobias Harris, I can see fitting in with any of those squads. Sign and trade situations with them. I mean, it would take some time for us to really dive into what they have that you would want back. What's a realistic option for you to get back from each of those teams right now? And right now it's just too much for me to try to dive into right off the top of my head with these teams, the Kings, Mavs, Jazz, Nets, and Pacers, according to Keith Pompey, that would be interested in Tobias Harris and what you could potentially get back in a sign and trade. So that would be interesting. A lot of time to really dive into free agency starting on June 30th at 6 p.m. They have changed it where it's no longer the 30th at midnight, which is July 1 midnight, helping teams out, helping players out, since it's the West Coast stuff and you don't have to deal with all that time now. And they can just do it at 6 o'clock on June 30th. So that's a fun wrinkle, too, because it's a Thursday. What is it, June 30th? I'm actually not even sure. It might be, as I look at it right now, June 30th is a Sunday, 6 o'clock. So that would give us, you know, somebody will be on the air at that time on that Sunday to react immediately when Sixers things go down, Butler, Harris, Reddick, etc. 610-632-0975, Eagles OTAs, Carson Wentz available to participate and all team activities. I feel good about that. It's good to hear that he's back out there. Malcolm Jenkins not there. Voluntary OTAs, he's not there. But we know it's a contract thing potentially. So with him not being there, not a lot of people making noise about it. And good, you shouldn't. He's fine. He has a 2-year deal. He'll figure things out as he gets closer. And he does everything for that defense anyhow. He should get an extension if that's what he is asking, especially with all of these safeties getting paid. How do you feel about your 2019 Philadelphia Eagles as of right now, knowing that this is your team going into September? 610 832-0975. Tyler Goldberg's producing. We're hanging out until 10. Joe Torti in at 9 right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The only thing worse than being hurt on the job is having the insurance company come along and kick you when you're down. That insurance company doesn't care that you're seriously hurt, and it will use any tactic to get out of paying your workman's compensation claim. Hi, I'm Justin Cohen from the law offices of Kotler, Hernandez, and Cohen. If you've been injured on the job, call us now at 866-66-LAW-NJ. That's 866-66-LAW-NJ. One of our 14 full-time attorneys will come to your home for a free consultation. Our team's committed to workman's compensation, and we put your needs first. Simple. You don't get paid, we don't get paid. You may be down, but you're not out. Let us take on that insurance company. For that free consultation, call us today. Kotler, Hernandez, and Cohen. 866-66-LAW-NJ. That's 866-66-LAW-NJ. Or visit us at peoplefirstlawyers.com. Again, peoplefirstlawyers.com. At Kotler, Hernandez, and Cohen, we put people first.
Are you tired of dealing with those old, inefficient windows in your house? Well, maybe it's time to go Gaida. How about that drafty, beat-up-looking entry door you've painted over more times than you can count? Go Gaida. Need added protection from the elements with a new storm door? Go Gaida. And what about that sliding patio door or garage door you've been meaning to replace? Go Gaida. Whatever your home improvement needs are, I suggest you go Gaida with my good friends at Gaida Door and Window. And to help you get your project started, Gaida is offering 20% off all windows and doors, and they're going to allow you to start your project with no money down and up to 3 full years to pay it off interest-free. That's right, 20% instant savings with the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. This offer for a limited time only, so what are you waiting for? It's finally time that you go Gaida. Call today and schedule a free in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GAIDA or check them out online at GoGaida.com. That's GoGUIDA.com.
Listen up, Philly area. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? ProSource is offering a free tax lien investor kit that will introduce you to how to use their formula and proprietary website to earn secured returns potentially up to 18% with ProSource's system. It's so simple to buy tax liens with ProSource's system that you can do this while sitting on your couch. Just point, click, and start buying tax liens on ProSource's website anywhere in the U.S. that are completely secured by the local government laws. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty fixing up houses, then call 1-800-652-1377. Now, to get your free tax lien investor kit and get ready to buy tax liens for as low as a few hundred dollars. Call 800-652-1377 right now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus 2 free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free smartwatch just for attending. Call 800-652-1377. That's 800-652-1377 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Kick off the start of summer at North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood. Take advantage of the best happy hour in Wildwood weekdays from 3 to 6. Enjoy their incredible food and drinks while taking in the live music and entertainment. Be sure to try their famous pig wings and North Shore fries. And new this year, North Shore Summer Wheat Beer. North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood has partnered with Storm the Heavens to storm the shore. $1 for every Orange Crush sold will benefit Storm the Heavens. Visit stormtheheavens.org. We must do better.
Your old gas yard tools have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has Memorial Day savings on Ryobi's 40-volt cordless trimmer and blower combo kit, just $159. It has the performance of gas without the hassle. It's two powerful tools powered by a 40-volt lithium-ion battery platform. And right now, it's at a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing with Ryobi's trimmer blower combo, just $159, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 29th while supplies last.
Yeah, so much rhythm. Babysitting your kids while they play the jazziest jazz I've ever heard jazzed is totally fine. But what's actually frustrating is the check you're handing me and the days it will take to clear. Next time, just send me money with Zelle.
Night out better. Pay your sitter easily with Zelle. Look for Zelle in your banking app.
Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Zelle is an early warning services trademark.
Keystone Light.
Motivistones.
A rolling stone gathers no moss, but it will foam up. So three tap that stone. Always shoot for the stones, and you'll land in the beer aisle.
Stone knowledge.
Remember to stop and smell the stones with your mouth.
Yes, sirree.
So do your math a favor. Pick up a 15-pack of Keystone Light. Always smooth.
Keystone Light.
Motivist Homes.
Celebrate responsibly. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Wawa invites you to enter to win a trip to the Wawa Welcome America festivities on July 4th in Philadelphia. Prizes include travel allowance and a two-night hotel stay at the Westin Philadelphia. Visit WawaWelcomeAmerica.com to enter to win.
Lansdale and all of Montgomery County. 97.5, The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. Devon Givens hanging out with you until 10, 610-632-0975. I have to say this is hilarious. I look at Twitter real fast and I had quite a bit of notifications up there, right? And all of it's still from last night when we were talking about that Sixers offseason and the fake trade that was out there, according to reports that we were talking about last night that I felt was ridiculous. And people are still talking about this thing. Now they're pulling Tyrone into it as we were talking about it and all kinds of stuff, man. I mean, this is crazy as last night was last night with that conversation about the 76ers. And we know we just had one from Mike, a question about Tobias Harris and all, but the fact that this thing is still going on and people are like, yeah, give me Ingram, Kuzma in the fourth and I might think about it instead of Ball, Ingram in that fourth and I might think about it. It was just something that was seen on the internet somewhere, and the whole point of our conversation was, this is what our offseason is going to look like. People trying to trade Ben Simmons in these ridiculous packages. Yes, they were two players who are number two overall, former number two overall picks in Ball and Ingram, plus this year's fourth next month draft, of course. But, man, I did not expect this stuff to still be going on today because of that. It's amazing. And then when we had the poll that last night Tyler Zuli put up there, he said we had over 6,000, oh, here it is, 6,500 votes on this question. Just amazing that basketball is still being discussed the way it is in this city now, 9 days after the infamous Kawhi Leonard shot to end the 76ers season. 610-632-0975. Carson Wentz back at OTAs, able to participate, full team activities. I like to hear it. Good to see him back out there. No restrictions. Get him out there. They're not going to make him do much anyway. So get him out there. Love it. Malcolm Jenkins, not at camp. Not a big deal. Not concerned at all right now with the OTAs being voluntary. I would guess he would be there when it's time. If he is not, we'll address it then. But right now, not a big deal. So where are you? How do you feel now that we can kind of, again, with all this Sixers stuff being what the Sixers stuff is, we can kind of shift a little bit to more football conversation now that basketball is over, baseball is there. And if you do have Sixers stuff, where I see one of our guys, he did not call in last night, Jay, is going to want to talk some Sixers stuff. You feel free, of course, to throw any Sixers conversation in, because, yes, it is still relevant, I know, and I just didn't want to push anything on you guys. It is still relevant, I know. And I'll even ask the question that I brought up last night, and I'll even start it with Jay when we bring him on, about the whole Ben Simmons thing and how I would like to potentially use him out there. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones. Jeremiah in Pottstown has been hanging on. What's up, Jeremiah?
What's up, brother?
How you doing, man?
Dude, we got to talk about Doug Peterson. And I believe that this is a crucial year for him. Last year, I gave him a C in my grading book. And reason why is because Doug, for some reason, he gets weird when he calls plays. And what I mean by that is I'll go back to the running game.
Okay.
When the Eagles ran the ball last year, they did run the ball. But it's when he's calling the running play and when he's calling the pass play.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to Carolina. Fourth quarter, they had the ball. They ran 18 plays. He threw the ball 16 times. They ran the ball twice. They had, I believe, a 17-point lead. That's the type of stuff that loses games. That's coaching. That's not the players. Let's go to Tennessee this last year. They were up in the fourth quarter. Again, Doug was throwing the ball. I understand being aggressive, Doug, but there's a time where you need to run the ball. Carson Wentz played better off the run and under center than he does throwing the ball 45 to 50 times a game.
Now, Jay, how much do you believe that he could potentially have been doing it the way he was, even though Carson Wentz was out there and you don't pull back on your playbook, that he was not himself, so he did not want to really expose him to that, knowing that he really couldn't be who he once was year one, not even year one, few months after the injury?
Repeat that. What do you mean?
The fact that he was coming off of the injury, so he did not necessarily use everything in his playbook that he would normally use with Carson Wentz.
Well, if he's coming off an injury and he's that scared of Carson, why are you throwing the ball 16 times in the fourth quarter against Carolina with a 17-point lead?
Because I agree with you, and we talked about it. Of course, he was probably trying to secure things and lock it down, but as we know how it turned out, it was what it was. They came back and Carolina won that game here in Philadelphia. I got you. Well, and I don't disagree with that. But I'm just simply saying that I'm sure, Jay, that some of that stuff was the aggressiveness of trying to really put your foot on their neck and not let them back in with the pass. And then secondly, maybe something with Carson Wentz overall, play calling wise.
Well, how about this? How about I believe Doug Peterson has been exposed? Because I think he has struggled with Frank Reich not being there.
How can we say that though, Jeremiah? After 1 year, and the fact that he really got it together at the end of the season.
Do you think he got it together? Or do you think his team rallied?
I think he got it together and a team rally. I think it goes hand in hand, Jeremiah. Thanks for the call. He's making the right play calls. They're playing the way that they are playing. They got it done. And there are all different aspects. We know coaching, offense, defense, special teams. There are all different levels of what this team has to do. I don't think Doug Peterson got exposed. We only have 3 years to look at him as a head coach. Year one, 7-9. Year two, with a rookie quarterback. Year two, they win the Super Bowl. Year three, yes, he loses his coordinators, both of them. Yes. However, as bad as he was, and we called him out. Everybody called him out in the very beginning of the season last year when things were not going the right way, especially when Carson Wentz came back. Why are you throwing the football so much? Why are you doing this when you do have? Well, first of all, you don't want to baby him. As much as I just said to the last caller about not dumbing things down, but not diving deep into your playbook because of the injury factor with Carson Wentz. We don't know that was not the case. He's not going to sit there and say, well, yeah, he's out there. We got to be a little careful and we don't want to put Nick Foles in because we know what kind of stuff that's going to cause a stir around the city and all kinds of things. I mean, why? We don't know that he is something different. We don't know that Carson Wentz is the MVP caliber quarterback that we saw. We don't know that he's somewhere in between the good season that he had as a rookie with the 7-9 year and that MVP guy that we saw in 2017. We don't know yet. We're banking on them being those people because he did win a Super Bowl in year number two. Because Carson Wentz did give us that great record before he got hurt in 2017. We're still evaluating them, Jeremiah. But I think it's a little unfair to say that he got exposed because two coordinators left. Let's see what he does this year. We have the 7-9, we have the Super Bowl, and we have last year. And by the way, they made the playoffs. They rallied, as you said, Jeremiah, got to the playoffs, and then got to the next round by beating one of the top teams in the NFC, in the Chicago Bears. Should have at least scored there at the end to see how things would have played out. We know Alshon Jeffrey drops that pass against the Saints. We know this. But what we don't know, right now we know that he's been to the playoffs twice in 3 years. That's what we know. So I don't think he got exposed. He did some good things down the stretch where he made adjustments. So I would not go there. That's how you feel. Cool. We'll debate it. We'll go back and forth on it. But I disagree. 610-632-0975. Talking about the OTAs. Carson Wentz back. He is fully prepared. Not fully healed. We don't know. I guess he's fully healed. He's out there. He's fully healed. He's able to participate in all team activities for the Philadelphia Eagles. Malcolm Jenkins decided they're voluntary OTAs. Although I've never done this, I'm doing it this time around. I'm not going. And I have no issue with it. And it doesn't seem that you guys have an issue with it either, or else we would be talking about it. And why is that? 2 years ago, when Fletcher Cox did it, people were losing their minds. Not me. I did not care then. I do not care now. Why don't you care in this case that Malcolm Jenkins is not at the voluntary OTAs? How do you feel about this football team as it stands right now? This looks to be it. Maybe some moves later on, some other things that could potentially be out there. Right now, this looks to be it. How do you feel right now about your football team? And, of course, any Sixers conversation is welcome because we do have guys on hold who do want to talk about the 76ers. 610-632-0975. Hanging out with you until 10. Joe Torti in at 9 right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Hey, it's Grillmeister Jason Martinez here. Now, while you're firing up the grill, Window Nation's ready to kick off summer with sizzling savings. Buy one, get one free. Yeah, Window Nation's absolute best offer is back. Only until May 31st. Buy one window, get the second free. Buy two, you get two free. Buy four, get four free. No limit. Plus, you'll get 0% interest for 5 years. And there's even more to this smoking hot deal. Call today and get a free in-home quote, and you'll get a pair of tickets to Hershey Park while supplies last. Window Nation will come out to your home within 24 hours, 7 days a week, and provide you with exact pricing, not just an estimate. Backed by Window Nation's A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, you're guaranteed the best value, or they'll pay you $250. But you have to act fast. Window Nation's sizzling savings ends May 31st. So call today. Buy one window, get one free. There is no limit. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years and bonus tickets to Hershey Park. Call today at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions. Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Your old gas yard tools have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has Memorial Day savings on Ryobi's 40-volt cordless trimmer and blower combo kit. Just $159. It has the performance of gas without the hassle. It's two powerful tools powered by a 40-volt lithium-ion battery platform. And right now, it's at a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing with Ryobi's trimmer blower combo. Just $159, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 29th while supplies last.
Where can you take a kayak for a test drive in a parking lot? The Dick's Sporting Goods Outdoor Adventure Tour is stopping this Saturday through Monday at our Oxford Valley store. Stop by and talk to our outdoor adventure pros, test our bikes on our performance track, and paddle kayaks in our 20 by 40 foot demo pool. Plus, the Dick's Outdoor Adventure Tour features other surprises and store-wide savings, like a Blade kayak, only $179.98, and a GT Aggressor Pro bike for just $299.98. For all the details, head to dicks.com/adventure tour.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Get up to a $500 rebate in special financing with approved credit on a new air conditioning system in time for summer. See your independent American Standard dealer for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. That's AmericanStandardAir.com.
Attention real estate developers, Bob Marino's at Spring Garden Lending, specializing in bridge loans to acquire, rehab, construct, and refinance investment properties. Spring Garden Lending, faster than a bank, cheaper than alternative lenders.
The Missinelli Station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
.5, The Fanatic. Talking about some football, people. It's May. Talking some football. OTAs. Good to see you back. 610-632-0975. Hanging out with you until 10 o'clock. Now, Monday through Friday, Joe Torti, 9 o'clock hour. Look forward to it. 610-632-0975. But let's jump back into it on the phones. Again, if you want to jump in, talk Birds, talk Sixers, whatever you feel like, let's get into it. Jay in West Philly jumps in next on the Fanatic. What's up, Jay?
Yo, what's going on, man?
What's happening, man? How you doing?
Hey, ain't nothing. Yo, just give me the pen off the table, man. Sign me up for that treat. Sign me up.
I mean, listen, I know you're not a Ben guy, but that trade is ridiculous.
What? Ingram?
Ingram Ball and the number 4 overall pick. And you know it's not going to be for Ben straight up. They have to do a little more because they were all number one overall or number 2 overall pick. So the money just won't match. They have to do something else. That's just crazy.
Why is it crazy?
Why? Tell me why you like that deal.
Because you're getting the same player plus more assets or more players.
So,
and Lonzo,
so if you,
at least
if you,
Lonzo will shoot the ball.
You said he's the same player. Why you want the same player?
Because I'm getting Ingram with it. My whole deal is to get Ingram because he'll fit with Embiid. You know that's the reason he's getting doubled, and that's the reason why Jimmy probably ain't going to come back is because of Simmons.
Well,
you can't be.
So you're going to take Ingram back with the blood clot issue that he has going on right now? This could be a Chris Bosh situation.
Could be, and it couldn't be.
Yeah, well, he had to miss time.
Yeah, but they said they caught it in time. I'm taking a chance. Because this guy, Devine, there's no reason this guy is not shooting at all. And for him to be a basketball, you know, genius, or as people say, he can't see that it's hurting the team. And he get bogged down when he doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
He get to the rim and pass it back out. Come on, it ain't being 22. It's people younger than that do that. It's something wrong. I don't understand why he won't shoot the ball at all. It's not even jump shots. It's layups and everything.
No, and listen, man, as much as I say I like the guy, you know I know what things he needs to improve on, and it drives me crazy, too. I'm just not ready to unload him as quick as everybody else. I understand it.
But, Devon, what is he providing that we got to wait on his hope for? I mean, really.
The fact that he does everything, and you always bring up the jump shot, right?
Yeah.
You bring up the jump shot.
Because it's hurting the team.
It hurts the offense in a lot of ways, absolutely, especially with Embiid being doubled.
It hurt the team.
How's it hurt the team overall? They still get good shots, the others.
No, they had to force them. Why do you think JoJo is getting blamed because he's out at the top of the key?
Well, all great players that are big men like that get double teamed, and even great players on the perimeter get double teamed. You double team Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, he's still going to shoot. It's still opening up a thing. He is hurting the team so bad. That's my thing with him. I mean, it's been preps, and he's been, wonder kid since he was 15.
Yeah.
He knew he was going to have to do this stuff.
I agree with that, and it's ridiculous that he doesn't. Before I let you go real fast, right?
Yeah.
This was the one thing that I threw out there, if he is still here, right? As the way that Golden State uses Draymond Green, if he stays, is that a way you would be accepting of Ben Simmons if they use him in that way? And I'm not going to say he's going to play with the Draymond Green aggression, because Draymond Green plays with his own style of aggression, but that type of fit, would that work for you?
It would if he had some kind of aggression and we had shooters. The only reason Draymond worked because he got two shoes.
See, I disagree with that. I think that disrespects Draymond, though.
No, Draymond is nice. He's showing me some stuff, but that aggression, he's willing to do it.
Right.
Ben's not willing to do it at all. This 2 years in, and I screamed De'Aaron Fox. I don't even like him at all.
I know.
But he got a jump shot.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, because you got the inside.
Go for it.
How do the NBA players feel about this deal?
Well, I'll answer that.
I mean, he was an all-star with no jump shot.
Yeah. Listen,
I know.
Jay, thanks for the call, man. How did the NBA, other NBA talents feel about him? First of all, the LeBron James people, Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony, Tristan Thompson, J.R. Smith, and all them. He worked out in Cleveland with Clutch Sports. And James Clark, who we've had on his program many a times, JC, trained Ben Simmons before the draft. So he worked out there with them. He's good with them. There are plenty of others who respect Ben Simmons' game and what he brings to the table. So as you say, what does he do? I think we all know what Ben Simmons does. It's the thing that he doesn't do that stands out at this point and overshadows what he does great. So when Mike says, how come we can't focus on what he does well and not necessarily the flaws? Well, the flaws are really amplified where you have to talk about it. But when we're talking about Ben in a negative way, we forget that he does do really good things for his basketball team, Ben Simmons. The fact that in transition, he is a problem. When you first hear about LeBron James and how great he is and how great he was, even now, it's not necessarily the half-court stuff. It's, oh my goodness, look out. Here comes this 6'8", 250 freight train, 6'9", 250 freight train. In transition, he will dunk on you. So what we want to hear about Ben Simmons is, uh-oh, here comes this 6'10", 240 freight train that will dunk on you. We don't see enough of the dunking on you in transition. And yes, LeBron James will take jump shots. He did as a rookie, even though he was not good at it. I know. And as Jay just said, at least Lonzo Ball will shoot. Yeah, he will shoot. And he's going to shoot 31% until he finds his rhythm. Some people are willing to wait for that. Some people are not. So Jay said, I'll take back Ben Simmons 2.0, even though he's 4 inches shorter. I still like Lonzo Ball, but 4 inches shorter just to get Brandon Ingram back. Sorry, I can't do that. I really think, and this is funny because I know me and Ty would disagree with this, Tyrone Johnson, not Tyler Goldberg, producing the show. I know how Tyrone feels about keeping the ball in Ben's hand. My thing with the whole point guard thing with Ben Simmons is everyone now is a point guard in the NBA. If you can bring the ball up and handle a little bit of ball pressure, bringing the basketball up, which a lot of teams don't do. Everyone brings the ball up half court to get it over by 18 on the shot clock. Then what do they do? They then, in the motion offense that they have, someone comes up, dribble handoff. Now it's about the motion. What is going on away from the play? What is developing? What is the action that is going on away from the play Ben Simmons cannot get lost in that. That's the thing with him. He gets lost. As Jay just said, he's messing up everything. He's not messing up everything. Yes, he is hurting some portion of the offense when he does not have the ball in his hands. He has to fix that, or it will be a detriment to this basketball team. I agree with you, Jay. I don't know how many times I got to sit here and say, I like the guy a lot. He is flawed. Not just the jump shot. It is the aggression at the rim, the free throws, disappearing by only being on that baseline, standing in the one spot, getting lazy at times, really relying on his natural talent without giving that extra oomph to take his team and him over the top. They need it. They do. You've had enough already. Okay, I've had enough already of the things that he doesn't do, but I still want to see him improve on those things. And I know you're going to say, Devon, I don't think he's going to improve on those things. Okay, you don't. Maybe I do. Maybe I'm willing to see it. And if he does not, all right, it's time to move on. Am I wrong for wanting to give him 3 years? Even though he's been in the league now 3 years, only played two. Not wrong. I don't like the flaws either. He has to be better. Cannot only rely now on his natural talent. His ability is fantastic. It's not good enough right now because, yes, he is hurting things. I agree. But it doesn't mean he isn't good. Really good. 610-632-0975. And I do love the Draymond Green thing. Not just because I brought it up, but it just makes sense to have him in that role as a screen man. End up at the top of the key. Initiate things from there. Dive to the basket a little bit. He has to finish strong at the rim. You know my favorite thing. Aggressive Ben Simmons is the best Ben Simmons. Now we're back on the Sixers. How about that? 610-632-0975. Eagles talk. Now Sixers talk as well. Here until 10 on the Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic. This week's Around the Ballpark report is brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
After a sweep of the Rockies, the Phillies traveled to Chicago for a four-game series with the Cubs. The Cubs were one of the worst teams at the start of the season, but they have figured it out and now sit in first place in the NL Central. Like the Brewers last week, this is another team where we can try and compare the Phillies with the elite in the National League.
This week's Around the Ballpark report has been brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
When it comes to our favorite sports teams, no one wants to talk about injuries, but in life, we've got to. When someone gets injured, who's going to help them? That's what we do. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. Our firm has been helping injured people for over 49 years. We've won billions for injured people, and we want to help you. The Rothenberg Law Firm, 1-800-624-8888, 1-800-624-8888, or visit me at injurylawyer.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate, but you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. And cut. Oh, that was good. So, are there any other things you need me to talk about? Or I could do an ad for something I really like lotion. You know, I am just a nut for lotion.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Do you need a new roof? I got it. You got to go to the area's best reviewed and rated roofer, Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors. That's right. My buddy, Anthony Labruciano, and his staff, amazing. All right. They're your local CertainTeed five-star select shingle masters. That's it. Master. Did you know that only a small percentage of roofers will ever achieve this status? And the real impressive part is that Labruciano Roofing can give you a 50-year manufacturer's warranty and a 25-year warranty on the workmanship. Are you kidding me? You're not going to find a better warranty than that. Plus, they're five-star rated on Google reviews. Countless people praising the work and communication. You can see for yourself. You're not going to find a better company than Labruciano Roofing. You won't find better people and they're artists. For a free estimate, call Labruciano Roofing Exteriors today, 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF. Or visit them online at paroofpros.com. That's paroofpros.com. paroofpros.com.
Do you suffer from a case of the Mondays every day of the week? Are you tired of donuts leaving a hole in your breakfast? Do you lack the energy to literally whistle while you work? Then Muscle Milk Protein Shakes just might be what you need to turn your mornings around. Packed with 25 grams of protein, vitamins, and minerals, Muscle Milk Protein Shakes have everything you need to keep you going strong all day long.
Pick up two Muscle Milk Protein Shakes for $5 today at your local Wawa.
Kick off the start of summer at North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood. Take advantage of the best happy hour in Wildwood weekdays from 3 to 6. Enjoy their incredible food and drinks while taking in the live music and entertainment. Be sure to try their famous pig wings and North Shore fries. And new this year, North Shore Summer Wheat Beer. North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood has partnered with Storm the Heavens to Storm the Shore. $1 for every Orange Crush sold will benefit Storm the Heavens. Visit stormtheheavens.org. We must do better.
Kiss Stone Light, Motivist Homes.
A rolling stone gathers no moss, but it will foam up, so three-tap that stone. Always shoot for the stones, and you land in the beer aisle.
Stone knowledge.
Remember to stop and smell the stones with your mouth.
Yes, sirree.
So do your mouth a favor. Pick up a 15-pack of Keystone Light. Always smooth.
Keystone Light. Motivist Homes.
Celebrate responsibly. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Get to Fred Bean's Ford during the amazing Memorial Day sales event. Lease a new 2019 F-150 for $299 a month with zero security deposit. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months on select new 2019 F-150s in Boyertown, Langhorne, Doylestown, Westchester, Mechanicsburg, and Newtown. Fred Bean's Ford. Ford.com. Stock number F900 4SL, 36 months, 10,500 miles per year, $42.94 to its sign. Example vehicle stock number F9500, $13.89 per month per thousand financed with Ford credit approval. Tax tag, title, and dock fees extra. Ends by 31/19.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
With whatever limitations I've had, been, you know, progressing both lower body, upper body, and I'm just trying to transform my body a little bit this offseason, and it's been, I think I've seen a lot of development there for me personally. I think that'll help going forward just with staying healthy and longevity and everything.
Carson Wentz speaking at the OTAs to the assembled media, right? Beautiful. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock. Joe Torti in at 9. Tyler Goldberg producing the show. As we have been discussing, the Philadelphia Eagles at OTAs voluntary. They are. The quarterback has been cleared to participate in team activities. It's good to see him back out there. I have no issue with it. If they say he's ready to go, then they have him ready to go. He's out there. He's ready to roll. Let him roll. No restrictions right now. And I say that believing that they're not going to have him do everything that they generally have them do, because simply are OTAs. It's just not going, they're not going to have him out there doing things that he really isn't capable of doing. Putting him in harm's way, we know that is not going to be the case either. So, no issue whatsoever. It's good to see him back out there, considering the injury that he had with his back that caused him to miss the remainder of the 2018 season as they got ready for the postseason, made that push with Nick Foles, on and on and on. It's good to see him back out there, because this is what you're going to have to run ride with. If he can go, go. Let him get out there, get a little familiar with DeSean Jackson since he's new to the team. They have to get that deep ball connection going at some point. I just like the fact that he's back out there. I know some people didn't necessarily like it. Feels like, why put him out there right now? Let him heal up, continue to heal up. He is going to continue to heal up. These are only a few days of things. And even with that, you know he's doing his individual stuff. We just don't see it every day. We just don't see it every day. We don't have pictures. We don't have video. He's out there. He's working. I like it. We're broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, here until 10. The other piece of it, of course, that we were talking about with Malcolm Jenkins not being at the voluntary OTAs, and albeit different from Fletcher Cox, because Fletcher Cox had something with his contract that was done, that he finally got completed. People were, where are you? Why are you not here? Voluntary. And then he came back for the final 3 days. He missed the first 2 days. Then it was the holiday. Then he came back for the final 3 days. What's the problem? No problem. Same here. Even though 2 years on the contract for Malcolm Jenkins, he clearly wants something done to his current contract. I do not have a problem with him not being there because it's voluntary. The guy's always there. He's always available. You use him in so many different ways. He deserves a contract extension. Again, what's the problem? No problem. No problem at all. How do you feel about this football team as it stands? We know about the additions to this team with both Jacksons, Deshaun, and Malik. Tim Jernigan back. Ronald Darby back. Andrew Sedejo in as the third safety on a one-year deal. The drafting of Andre Dillard, Miles Sanders, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, as Tyler said, just say J.J., Sharif Miller, Clayton Thorson, acquiring Hassan Ridgeway from Indianapolis as another defensive tackle. They got some beef in the middle. Vinny Curry coming back. Zach Brown, the one I didn't even mention at the linebacker position, that a lot of people were like, oh, savvy Howie Roseman. Great job. So they have some really good things going on. Wisniewski comes back. Cody Kessler comes in to, you know, challenge a little bit. Nate Sudfeld as that backup. Nate will probably win it. But it's good to bring some competition in there, as we know. How do you feel about this football team? OTA is getting underway. Sixers kind of slowing down, even though we're still taking a bunch of Sixers phone calls. Philly's really getting into the groove, and we'll catch up with them at some point. How do you feel about this football team right now? 610-632-0975. And in terms of the 76ers, Ben Simmons, I didn't start it. Something that was out there yesterday, we spoke about it, and here we are back at it again tonight where the conversation shifts one more time to Ben Simmons, his role on this team, the offseason. Do you look to move him? And I was just simply saying, hey, use him in the Draymond Green role. He's going to bring the ball up a lot. He's going to initiate things. We all hope he gets the jump shot. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't. I think we'll all freak out and say, all right, it's time to go. Even though Jay and plenty of others are already on that side saying move on from him now because this is who he is. He's only hurting the offense. It's only going to get worse. And you have to give him the contract extension. And you don't want to do that. He is one of the weirdest athletes in this city because of his uniqueness that is good and bad at this point because he does not shoot the basketball. Man, 610-632-0975. It's going to be a long offseason if he does not get moved and they don't bring another point guard in to help him out a little bit on this basketball squad for the 19-20 campaign. 610-632-0975. Lewis and Penn Salkin's been hanging on. What's up, Lou?
Hey, what's going on, Devon?
Not much.
Hey, a couple things. Well, first of all, it's idiotic not to say that he's not going to get the max. He's going to get the max. And the thing about that is it doesn't make a difference because it's not about what you pay him because of the fact that if you want to move him, somebody will take his contract. A bad contract is only bad when you can't move the contract if you so choose to trade him. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
So it's just ridiculous. Somebody, trust me, you put Ben Simmons on the block, there'll be a lot of teams looking, jump shot or not, to acquire.
I totally
trust
agree.
When I tell you that.
Totally agree.
People think that, you know, only in a drill is he just garbage.
But here's another
thing. And the other thing with that, Lou, is while he's being used the way he's used here, and maybe some of that is his fault, that doesn't mean that maybe in Dallas that they'll look at him and use him a certain way where he's like, okay, but, I like this.
But you have to, you have to use him like magic. You have to put the ball in his hand. The offense has to flow through him. Part of it is because of Brett Brown's system. For me, with that San Antonio system, it's never had a true ball-dominant point guard, if you think about it. They had Tony Parker. You know what I mean? You didn't have a dominant ball-dominant point guard. We can't be like the Spurs. We have to, if you're going to have Embiid and Simmons, and you're going to build your team around those two, you have to be the Showtime Lakers. That's what our personnel is similar to. And if you watch, I watch old tapes. You watch how Kareem and Magic played amongst each other. And Magic, all he did was, a lot of times, he would back his guy down. You know what I mean? When he got
through
the paint.
Yeah.
And then he would facilitate through the high post. But Brett doesn't use him like that. And I think that's part of the reason why he doesn't look as effective sometimes. But also,
now, real fast, before you go to that part, then, as you just said, initiating things that way, that's why I said I like the Draymond Green way. It doesn't have to be the Magic way, although I wouldn't mind Magic helping him out in the offseason. What do you think about my Draymond Green point?
Yeah. But see, he said he's going to work out with Magic. People say he says he's working out with Reggie Miller this year. I'm giving him one more year. I'm just as frustrated as anybody because it's not the fact that – it's the fact that he won't take them. People don't think that he shot three. He shot threes in high school.
Yeah, he
shot 30% from the three-point line in high school. That's not good. And right now, I take that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you shoot 30% from 18 feet, I take it.
Yeah, because you're getting him shooting, period. Yes, he's
exactly.
Shooting.
Yeah,
right.
So I'll take that, but he's working with a lot of people this off season. He's going to be on the Australian national team this year, so he's going to be really basketball focused in the off season. I'm willing to give him one more year. If he comes out next year not shooting the ball, then I might be on board with everybody else. I'm gonna be honest.
No, and there's nothing wrong with that at that point, Lou. Thanks for the call. Yeah, there is patience, and then there is. All right, enough is enough. Come on, man. Enough is enough. 610-632-0975. And I think any Ben Simmons supporter would say the exact same thing. When they say give him time, they don't say, yeah, let's give him time on his next contract, the full 4 or 5 years, whatever he's going to get. They say, let's give him time. Doesn't mean 4 or 5 years. It means, okay, we're going to give you this offseason to do what you need to do. If you do not get this together in the offseason and you come back as the exact same player, and some have already pointed out they didn't think he came back better than last season, you have every right. You have every right now to be upset. Everybody evaluates the players the way they want to evaluate the players. No one is saying you are wrong. You're just simply saying, hang on, give him a little more time. A little bit. He is still good. Does anybody really believe that All-Star appearance was a fluke? No. He was an All-Star. He may have tailed off towards the end of the first part of the season when they were making the announcements and all, but he was an All-Star. Is it because he was in the East? Quite possibly, but we know how that goes. He was an All-Star. You can say Eric Bledsoe deserved it, but you can say Eric Bledsoe deserved it over D'Angelo Russell, and he shouldn't have been there. You can say C.J. McCollum deserved it over all of them, but he's in the West. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work that way. He was an All-Star for a reason. We all know he's good. That's the frustrating part about the lackluster part of his game. He is good. Why is this a problem? Scared? Unwilling? Whatever it might be, he does not shoot the basketball. None of us are going to make him do it. He has to make himself do it. He can work with Reggie Miller. He can work with Del Curry. He can work with Steph and Clay in the offseason. And if he does not want to get better, Kevin Durant, if he does not want to get better, then that's on him. That has nothing to do with us, Brett Brown, John Townsend, the shooting coach for the Sixers, J.J. Redick, J. Jimmy Butler, anybody. It's on him. He has to want it. We could talk about all of this stuff that we would talk about. We're bringing in all these, all the greatest shooters of all time. Ray Allen can come in and fix it. But if he doesn't want to shoot it, doesn't mean a thing. It's on him. Pat and Bluebell checks in on 97.5. What's up, Pat?
If the people that select the players are doing, for the Sixers so far, an average job, I don't think the general public's going to do much. You know, I was wrong. I thought Okafor was a can't miss. So I'm wrong. I'm just the general public.
Yeah, you just chalk it up. You say you were wrong, and you just move on.
I'm a casual viewer, and as far as Simmons is concerned, I said last year when at the end of the year, I'm like, this guy's no good. He doesn't shoot. And then this year, I was kind of disappointed. Not so much that he didn't shoot, but oftentimes he would have a layup and pass it 30 feet back.
Oh, so frustrating.
Yeah. So we all see the same thing. I would just say to this, you can't trade him now unless you get a world of everything for him, because you'd be like, you know, getting rid of a guy when he hasn't reached his potential. And the worst part about it is I would love to see a chart of, and people make mistakes, of what, when they started the process, who they could have picked instead of who they picked. We know Tatum versus Fultz. That's obvious. That's a complete catastrophe.
Well, run some names off, and I might be able
to
tell you.
I'm not a professional at this. I'd have to go back and spend hours to do research.
No, I was saying you said some of the names that they did pick. Name somebody. Tell you.
Well, certainly the obvious one that jumps off the page is Fultz versus Tatum and the additional draft pick. So two. I mean, that might go down as the worst trade after Doherty versus when they got rid of Doherty, or they didn't pick.
No, I understand. Yeah.
So that might go down as the worst.
All right. So maybe you say Jahlil Okafor, the pick right after that, Kristaps Porzingis.
How'd he turn out?
Devin Booker at number 13.
Yeah. How'd he turn out?
So you know what I'm saying? So they're always going to be those types of names. Yes.
Yeah. So I mean, it happens. It's just that. Boy, oh boy, with all these picks that they got. I mean, the first premise of the process, great idea. The second part, it didn't work out too well so far.
Yeah, well, I mean, part of it is Hinkie, and then part of it is also Colangelo. Pat, thanks for the call. Hinkie, everybody loves Hinkie. I mean, yeah, the assets and all, he missed on picks too. He wasn't perfect. He wasn't. And I know Mike was talking about the process and, I mean, excuse me, the rebuild. I refuse to say that. The rebuild and what it meant and did it actually work and all of that stuff. Listen, they got the two cornerstone players, we think, in Embiid and Simmons. You're not going to hit on them all. And it's not our job to find Giannis. Milwaukee found Giannis. They took a swing and they found him. I'm not going to blame Sam Hinkie for that. I'm not going to blame them for that. I will say that that's their job to identify and say this guy is going to be this. May not know that he's going to be an MVP candidate, but a solid star, an all-star in this league for many years. Yeah, that's their job, not ours. I'm going to get some players wrong. Like I said, I like Chris Dunn. Did not work. I like Emmanuel Mudiay. Did not work. I thought they would turn out to be something. And we know a lot of players, depending on situation, hurts and help their case. Some of those players I thought were in good spots. It did not work. Now they're on the move and still not necessarily working. They are reserves. They are backups. They are maybe starters still, but not the impact at where they were selected in the draft. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10. Joe Torti in at 9. Tyler Goldberg is producing. Talking some Eagles. Shifting also to the Philadelphia 76ers because people want to jump in with some hoops conversation. So we will definitely continue to do that as well. Ben Simmons, a hot topic, even though we don't bring him up. Others bring him up because he is that hot of a topic. 610-632-0975. Everybody gets stuff wrong. Everybody does. Except for the Spurs. They seem to get everything right. But most people get things wrong. Most. That's why these GMs and all these guys, they go from team to team, the coaches from team to team. You recycle all of these people. We all throw names out there, like them, don't like them. We get them wrong, too. How about that? Let's go to Ingy and King of Prussia next on the Fanatic. What's up, Ing?
Yo, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, yo, the purpose of the process wasn't about keeping this group together, man. It had nothing to do with re-signing Butler or Tobias or keeping Embiid or Simmons. It's about winning a freaking championship. You know what I mean? Whatever it takes. Now, I hear all this crap about you got to keep all these guys. And the one thing that is unacceptable, and I think I told you this, is that this by Elton Brand this summer, is to keep the starting lineup together. Hell no. If you want to go to the second round again, yeah, keep these guys together. You got to make some serious changes, man. And I hear you just said that. Hopefully we have, Simmons and Embiid as the cornerstone. But they got tons of question marks.
I know, that's why I said hopefully.
But you know what I
mean?
Yeah, but they got tons of question marks.
Ingy, you normally call in, and even when you don't, you listen. Last night, my question was this. Where are you with the 76ers? How concerned are you with the 76ers? Because you should not be going into, as you just said, this offseason with so many questions. They do have the questions. Yeah.
Look, I do, man. I don't know. This is a second round team. I don't like this team. Okay, this is not a good cohesive team. They should be much better right now than they are.
So what would
the
you
problem is?
What would you propose that they do?
No, I've said this from the beginning. Like I'm not bringing back. There's no way in hell I'm giving Tobias a max, and I'm trading. I just don't see.
Trading
Simmons
what?
Working out with Embiid. You
trading
gotta
Simmons?
Trade, get rid of Simmons. There's no question about it. And Butler, let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
When Butler was signed, I thought maybe he would be Moses in 83 or Pete Rose in 80, put the team over the top. But the problem was Embiid and Simmons weren't good enough. And Butler was a little bit passive. Instead of being the dominant number one, try to, you
well,
know,
he was in the playoffs.
The
he was the dominant
kids.
Number one in the playoffs.
Now, he could be more aggressive. I thought he would be a dominant scorer. But
well,
look,
in the final game, in game number seven, he was not who we had seen the entire playoffs. Thanks for the call, Ing. He was not in game seven. I don't know why he was not. He was not. I do not know. That was winning time. And if you wanted to give Ben Simmons the ball because Jimmy Butler was dominating it and you felt like Ben Simmons was floating and coasting and all that stuff. That wasn't the time for that. You adjust in the next series against the next round against the Milwaukee Bucks, not in game seven. Make some changes, yeah, that you feel like maybe Toronto has not seen this. We played this team now 10 times. This is our 11th game. Maybe we can throw this one wrinkle in there and throw them off. Well, he wasn't aggressive enough, Jimmy Butler, until the end. He wasn't. And that did not help their cause because they are now sitting home. We are now trying to evaluate what they need to do in the offseason. We should not have many questions at this point. We should not have as many questions. This should be man. You know how their hashtag right now is run it back? We should be like, oh, man. Let's run this thing back. Instead, we're saying, oh, man, they may not be able to run this thing back because Jimmy might be gone. Tobias might be gone. JJ may be gone. Mike Scott, James Ennis may be gone. They may not run it back. Ingy does not want them to run it back. Do you guys want them to run it back at any cost? 610-632-0975. Let's keep the conversation rolling. We're here until 10 right here on The Fanatic. Tom, got you first.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
This week's Around the Ballpark Report is brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
After a sweep of the Rockies, the Phillies traveled to Chicago for a four-game series with the Cubs. The Cubs were one of the worst teams at the start of the season, but they have figured it out and now sit in first place in the NL Central. Like the Brewers last week, this is another team where we can try and compare the Phillies with the elite in the National League.
This week's Around the Ballpark Report has been brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
When it comes to our favorite sports teams, no one wants to talk about injuries, but in life, we've got to. When someone gets injured, who's going to help them? That's what we do. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. Our firm has been helping injured people for over 49 years. We've won billions for injured people, and we want to help you. The Rothenberg Law Firm, 1-800-624-8888, 1-800-624-8888, or visit me at injurylawyer.com.
Deanna got some really bad news from the IRS.
They said you owe quite a bit of money.
She didn't have that kind of money.
I was in a state of despair.
And when she called, all she got were threats.
Garnishing my wages, taking my house, taking my car. I didn't know if I was going to make it.
Thankfully, Deanna found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients. Optima went right to work for Deanna.
Optima Tax negotiated everything. I did not have to worry. They talked to the IRS.
Needless to say, she was relieved.
Optima Tax saved my life.
Do what Deanna did. Call Optima now for a free consultation. Call 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Kick off the start of summer at North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood. Take advantage of the best happy hour in Wildwood weekdays from 3 to 6. Enjoy their incredible food and drinks while taking in the live music and entertainment. Be sure to try their famous pig wings and North Shore fries. And new this year, North Shore Summer Wheat Beer. North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood has partnered with Storm the Heavens to Storm the Shore. $1 for every Orange Crush sold will benefit Storm the Heavens. Visit stormtheheavens.org. We must do better.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about my brand new Mix and Match Any Two for $6 deal at KFC. Pick from any two famous bowl, pot pie, tenders, and crispy Colonel sandwich. The possibilities are endless. You can get a KFC famous bowl and a pot pie, or tenders and a sandwich, or a pot pie and tenders, or a sandwich and a famous bowl, or a sandwich and a pot pie, or a pot pie and a pot pie, or, well, it's not actually endless, but you get the idea. It's a whole lot of possibilities. This isn't rocket science, folks. It's just chicken math. Mix and Match Any Two for $6 at KFC. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hey, it's Grillmeister Jason Martinez here. Now, while you're firing up the grill, Window Nation's ready to kick off summer with sizzling savings. Buy one, get one free. Yeah, Window Nation's absolute best offer is back. Only until May 31st. Buy one window, get the second free. Buy two, you get two free. Buy four, get four free. No limit. Plus, you'll get 0% interest for 5 years. And there's even more to this smoking hot deal. Call today and get a free in-home quote. And you'll get a pair of tickets to Hershey Park while supplies last. Window Nation will come out to your home within 24 hours, 7 days a week, and provide you with exact pricing, not just an estimate. Backed by Window Nation's A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, you're guaranteed the best value, or they'll pay you $250. But you have to act fast. Window Nation's sizzling savings ends May 31st. So call today. Buy one window, get one free. There is no limit. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years and bonus tickets to Hershey Park. Call today at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Wawa invites you to enter to win a trip to the Wawa Welcome America festivities on July 4th in Philadelphia. Prizes include travel allowance and a two-night hotel stay at the Westin Philadelphia. Visit wawawelcomeamerica.com to enter to win.
Sports Talk for Havertown and all of Delco.
97.5, The Fanatic.
A28975, The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons with you until 10. Joe Torti, he will be joining us at 9 o'clock, hanging out with him for the 9 o'clock hour. He sticks around until midnight. Our phone numbers, 610-632-0975. We had an Eagles show all planned out, and here we are talking Sixers again. I did not do it. Everybody still wants to talk about the 76ers, so I'm not going to tell you you cannot. We can certainly have these discussions at 610-632-0975. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Club Risqué, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations, Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. Let's go to Tom in Mullica Hill. Tom, thanks for hanging on patiently, man. You're on the Fanatic.
What's going on, Devon?
Not
long
much.
Time, first time. Good to hear from
Good
you.
To hear from you, man.
Just wanted to touch on a few things. I'll let everybody else talk about Simmons. I think it's been said. Brett, love the ideology he's got. Hate the fundamentals. Feel like we can't team rebound at all. Everybody looking at the rim, waiting to see who else is going to box out. Ball ends up in the other hands. There we go. Elton Brand, love it. Think he's done a good job. We'll see what happens with that all. I'll give him an A for year one. We'll see what happens in year two. Indeed, he's got to back up the talk. I mean, out of shape, I just can't do it anymore. He's got to be a pro athlete, getting paid like it. Need him to be locked in, Kobe mentality. What do you say?
For Embiid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he needs to. Yeah, he does, and he talks it. He talks it.
Yeah,
and, you know, and that's and he at least he said it at the end of the season, Tom, that he recognized. We saw him crying and all that stuff, and a lot of people liked the fact that I did not personally want to see it. I don't mind when people cry because we know that they really genuinely care. I was just like, I just didn't want to see it. But that being said, I hope he does unlock something. To really take him over the top, whether, you know, knowing that the conditioning was a big part. The health sure. plays along with all of that stuff. He knows it. I know he knows it. He has to really mature in that way where he can no longer allow these things to get in the way of their eventual success, which we know now is not about 50 win seasons and second round appearances. It's more.
So you can acknowledge the lack of a team rebound urgency on the defensive end, right?
Yeah.
Something's got to change. I don't want to point the finger at Brett because I love his style of coaching where mm-hmm. he's a people person, but something has to change. We have to box the man out and let the ball hit the ground.
I agree.
And pick it up. We can't be looking at the rim. Too many times was it a one possession game.
Got a team rebound, man.
Is that on him? Is that on the players?
I think a lot of it is on the players. Some of the stuff, you know, that they're away from the play because so much of the NBA now is on the perimeter. Right, Tom?
Okay.
Where guys mm-hmm. have to now come in. First of all, if you say box out, you got to box your guy out on the perimeter. And then we all are running to the ball, locate the ball. Thanks, Tom, for the call. It's all about the want of wanting that rebound and obtaining, you know, grabbing that ball. It's all about the want. But when Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris and even Embiid give up these offensive rebounds in Game 7 to Serge Ibaka, Kyle Lowry in big spots, man. Big spots. Kyle Lowry got two offensive rebounds, kicked it out to Kawhi Leonard on the one play. I think he kicked it to somebody else, and then they kicked it to Kawhi Leonard. He was struggling. He hit that three, gave them a lead, and it was like, oh, man, that's a backbreaker right there. You got to secure the ball. You have to secure the rebound. Serge Ibaka was a monster. I believe it was 16-6 on the offensive glass in that particular game. You just cannot let that happen. Cannot let that happen. 610-632-0975. Bringing back bad memories now. Bringing back bad memories. Will in Brookhaven, you're next on the Fanatic. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, Devon?
What's going on?
Yeah, I got to agree with you, man. If Ben Simmons doesn't have a jump shot, he hurts the offense both ways. Because, I mean, it's like Brett Brown can only blame him for so much, but then it comes down to the players as far as, like, executing the offense. So, I mean, if he doesn't have a jump shot, Joel Embiid gets double-teamed all the time. And if Ben is willing to not shoot, and then they pass it when he gets to the lane, I mean, what good is he? You know what I mean?
No, absolutely, man. I mean, I get it. And I can't say it enough, Will. You know how I feel about the guy. I like him a lot. I see a lot in him, but I'm not ignorant to the fact that he has things that he needs to. I hate when he jumps in the air and has nowhere to pass the basketball.
Yep,
I hate it.
Pass the ball and turns it over.
Yeah, I hate that stuff. I like the fancy stuff, but there's a time and place for it. Not all the time, and now you're getting stripped, and they're going back the other way, getting a layup or a dunk or whatever it might be, or a three-pointer in transition. You can't have that type of stuff.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you, if I had to bring back either one or two, because I know we can't bring back both of them, but I guess I would be all in with Butler. But I wanted to ask you.
You can bring back both of them.
Yeah, but we won't have a bench then.
Well, it just depends on how you allocate the money and who you go out there and get.
Yeah, but I mean, is it possible we can sign and trade Tobias if he agreed to it on draft night? I know he would have to be agreeable to that.
Yeah, right? You have to agree on something like that, and I don't know that they're going to wait 10 days to sit there and say, all right, yeah, we can go here and all that. So yeah, that would have to be something later. You can agree on stuff, of course, on draft night, and it takes place a few days later with that.
Yeah.
We'll see. Sign and trade is an option. It's just a matter of what that team is willing to give up, of course, and do you want those players back, and we don't know.
Can I tell you, if I have time, what I would like to see?
Yeah, go ahead.
Like Brooklyn, like, you know, he's from New York, so say a week of work out something with a sign and trade and get Brooklyn's pick and possibly a player if that's possible.
Say it again?
From the Brooklyn Nets pick, the 17th pick, and we could sign and trade Tobias Harris to, you know, later and you know, an agreeable get the 17th pick.
The 17th pick?
Yeah, the Brooklyn Nets 17th pick.
I need more. I need way more than that. Thanks, Will. Yeah. Appreciate it. I mean, we're talking about, again, a borderline all-star. Someone like that is Tobias Harris, and yeah, borderline all-star in the Eastern Conference, where I want more back than just the 17th overall pick. There has to be some bodies in there that I think will work out for this team going forward. Seriously, 610-632-0975. L in North Philly is next on the Fanatic. What's up, L?
Yo, what's going on, Devon?
What's going on?
Hey, ain't nothing much, man. As far as the Sixers, I think everybody's angst, it comes from two things, impatience and unrealistic expectations. And I understand it, like, I'm not judging or anything, but the process has made people expect instant grits, instant coffee. They expected, all right, the process is over, we got the two guys, and we should be winning. Honestly, I've been watching basketball a long time. The NBA just does not work like that. When is the last time we've seen a 24-year-old and a 22-year-old make a deep playoff run? And, like, people are saying, all right, give them one more year. Okay, well, when is the last time a 25 and a 23-year-old made a deep playoff run? The reality is these guys are young. And for 80% of the history of the NBA, Joel Embiid would be a rookie and Ben Simmons will be going into this draft. The impatience is not only on the fans, it's Elton Brand. Because if you thought Jimmy Butler was going to be able to lead this team to the finals or something like that, I question your judgment. Because we know what Jimmy Butler is, very good player. Jimmy Butler is not the best player on the championship caliber team. He's just not. So now you bringing him in for that purpose without a clear plan to re-sign him, that calls into question your judgment now. But as far as the Sixers, I think they're right where they are. Got to give JoJo and Ben time to develop. Got to give them time to build up a roster. They still haven't had a consistent roster around them. I think we just being too impatient, but I don't expect it to change because people are just, because of the process, that's where we are. And that's kind of how I see it.
Well, I mean, and again, this is the whole weird thing, man. The whole thing about the rebuild, the two players, one unique that it's really crazy. The other one can't stay healthy. And now all these assets are moved on. And now we're in a situation where you have to bring these guys back. And all this money could be potentially thrown out there. And all this is.
You know what I'm scared of?
What's that?
You know the one thing I'm scared of? I'm scared we did what the Pelicans did, because remember when they got Anthony Davis?
Yeah, and they tried to move too fast.
Instead of doing a slow build, yeah. They tried to move. They tried to trade this pick and trade that pick and get this veteran and that veteran. And look where it got them. It got them nowhere. Instead of just building up organically, we took the time already. We just got to be a little bit more patient and build it. But we kind of already went out that way, because between Colangelo and Brand, they traded away all of the assets. So now we here. So we just got to suck it up and wait.
Hey, man, I hear you, L. We do have to suck it up and wait and see what's next, man. Thanks for the call. We do have to suck it up and wait and see what is next. It's just that simple. We have to figure this whole thing out. And Elton Brand has a big, hey, he's got something to deal with this summer. He really does. And my only thing was, why we should be going in again with the whole, all right, okay, we saw something in the second round. They didn't get it done. They weren't ready to get it done. Got it. Now, all right, now we got to see what happens. It's just, it's a weird thing. 610-632-0975, Brian, Mitch, Marty, Darnell, Mike, sit tight. Come right back. One open phone line, 610-632-0975. Joe Torti in at 9. I'm Devon Givens, Tyler Goldberg producing here on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
My portfolio's diversified, my 401k is maxed, but my savings account just sat there until I switched to Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Now my interest rate is flying high, like it's premium economy. With 6 extra inches of leg room, I'm stretching out my money. I'm earning more than peanuts, Signature Snack Mix, actually. I've got a better savings account. Feels like I got upgraded for free. Thanks to Marcus, now I'm getting ahead.
Group 1, now ready to earn more.
My savings is flying first class. Wheels up and ready to soar.
You can money with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account. Sign up in minutes at Marcus.com and start earning 4 times the national average.
National average data provided by Informa and accuracy cannot be guaranteed. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Listen up, Philly area. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? ProSource is offering a free tax lien investor kit that will introduce you to how to use their formula and proprietary website to earn secured returns, potentially up to 18%, with ProSource's system. It's so simple to buy tax liens with ProSource's system that you can do this while sitting on your couch. Just point, click, and start buying tax liens on ProSource's website anywhere in the U.S. that are completely secured by the local government laws. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty fixing up houses, then call 1-800-652-1377 now to get your free tax lien investor kit. And get ready to buy tax liens for as low as a few $100. Call 800-652-1377 right now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus 2 free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free smartwatch just for attending. Call 800-652-1377. That's 800-652-1377 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. brought to you by AbbVie.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
This human resources professional is crushing it, thanks to Kronos. And this is his hype song.
You can fall back with the pack. I'm a leader pack.
I've got HR, payroll, talent, and time.
I'm on the top, top, I'm gonna rise up.
Engaging all the best people.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
You're locked in to 97.5 The Fanatic, brought to you by McCausland Lock Services. Car keys and remotes for up to 50% off. Online at 4carkeys.com.
Philly sports, we're born into it. 97.5 The Fanatic.
.845, 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe Torti stepping in about 15 minutes. He's waiting in the bullpen. Nah, he's a starter. No bullpen, no reserve. Get out of here. 610-632-0975. Tyler Goldberg, also producing the show, doing a fantastic job as always. Can I tell you about the deal of the week, people? Let me tell you about the deal of the week. Fanatic deal of the week. This week, get the 2019 Victory Golf Pass for only $29 with the Fanatic's deal of the week. Gain access to over $300 of the region's best golf courses, including 25 private courses, all at huge savings. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Get your Victory Golf Pass before they are gone. Supplies are limited. 610-632-0975. The weather has broken. We're here. A couple of light days coming up, right? Nice hot day today, where I think the high was somewhere like 70-something. Tomorrow's supposed to be in the 70s, 80s over the weekend, holiday weekend and all coming up. Take advantage of this. Get your Victory Golf Pass before they're gone. Supplies are limited. Let's go back to the phones. Brian in Washington Township is next on the Fanatic. What's up, B?
Hey, Devon. It's been a while. What's going on, bro?
Oh, my man. What's going on, B? How you doing?
Can't complain. You said running back, right? I'm torn, right? You know how I felt about Brett Brown's jump.
Yep.
So if we were running back, what's going to change? That's where I'm torn. I mean, the one thing that I could look to is, I mean, we got two young players, Embiid and Simmons. You know, I mean, they need to, if we're running back with the same squad, with Brett Brown and Jimmy and Tobias, I need those two to grow, right? Year three for Ben, I want him to come back with a new body. I want him to come back with a shot. And Embiid, I want him to put in the work and the dedication to know you need to lose some weight, because those knees ain't going to last if you don't do that. So, I mean, if we run it back, because we know Brown is a given, right? I mean, can you see him changing up his philosophy or his offensive or defensive philosophy or not? Because otherwise, then we're coming back with the same exact thing. So the only hope we got is for Ben and Joel to grow to another level now, to go from those young players to those players that's about to hit their prime when they're ready to win.
No, I agree, and there are some things. Like, look, the dribble handoff, people get crazy about the dribble handoff. I like the dribble handoff because I think it works. Do they need to do it as much? Maybe not, but I also believe that they do it because they feel like they have to do it as much as they do with the lack of offense of Ben Simmons and how he does it and what they have to do overall to get him going. There can be some other things that he can get creative with that we see with other, like, why don't the Sixers run this play that we just saw from, let's just say, Portland or wherever it is. But some of that is because of the personnel that you have that maybe you cannot run it that way. I would hope that he incorporate things B differently to add to it where they're not as predictable, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing too, are we at the point? And again, I don't want to bash Brown. I didn't call to bash Brown tonight, but I'm just wondering: do we think Ben can really grow under him? That's my big thing. You know, I mean, we talk about.
Is it more the family relationship thing you're like kind of getting into?
Yeah, is he enabling him a little bit? I mean, would another coach be like, hey, man, you got to shoot the rock? I mean, what is it about?
And he does. He does. Give him that credit. He does that.
Okay.
Yes. He does do that, but I'll say this, and I'm probably going to say it wrong, but what is the punishment when he does not shoot? There is none.
Exactly. Now, one more thing, Devon, real quick. If we can't run it back, do we got enough flexibility? I know, you know, if you don't get Tobias and you don't get Jimmy, do we got enough flexibility? Is there enough guys out there to make this team better? You know, I don't want us to make bad. I mean, again, I like Jimmy. He's a max player probably. Tobias, I'm not too sure about. But let's say if they did walk, could we build enough around Ben and Joel to still be an Eastern Conference Finals team? I guess that's my concern.
Well,
I don't want to be forced to make a bad decision.
Nah, I know what you're saying. And, man, thanks for the call. If those guys don't come back, B, they have the money, obviously, the salary cap space to go out there and try to acquire some of those other free agents that are available. Who are those free agents? We don't know. We don't know that Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, Kemba Walker, all of these names that Kyrie Irving that could be available will actually want to join the 76ers. Part of the reason why they went and traded for both Butler and Harris is some believe that they were trying to get ahead of free agency, thinking that they could potentially strike out in free agency. So with them being able to get guys via trade, they bring them into their situation, get them a feel of who they are as an organization, the culture that they have built over the last couple of seasons under Brown. And I don't know who it would be, Brian, is what I'm saying. Chris Middleton, I don't know. Malcolm Brogdon, I have no idea. But they will have the money to go out there and do it. And who's the right fit? You still need shooting if J.J. Redick leaves. If Tobias Harris leaves, they need shooting. But it doesn't prevent you from going out there and say, hey, Malcolm Brogdon, restricted free agent, come with us. We'll give you this. It's going to be hard for Milwaukee to give Middleton and Brooke Lopez and Meritage money and you. So come on over. That helps out Ben Simmons with the ball handling, the secondary ball handler. He can shoot the three. He can defend. He's a well-rounded basketball player. Then now, where are you going? Are you going to find some more money elsewhere? Where are you going? The money will be available, Brian. How do they get it done? Yes, they can go. Are they attractive enough to do it? And with all of the concerns that you have, and Jay has, and Lou has, and Marty and Ingy and all these people, the players also know it too. They may not want to worry about the coach and who he is, but they are going to want to worry about who they are playing with if they sign a four-year contract. 610-632-0975. Marty is in Havertown checking in on the Fanatic. What's up, Marty?
Hey, Devon, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man. How about you?
Pretty good. So like a lot of your callers, I can't get a feel for where this team is headed, I'll tell you. And so I want to just first bring up something which happened last summer in last year's off season, which, you know, obviously they had all the chaos going on in the front office.
Mm-hmm.
And so they figured, let's go hard after LeBron. But we know that really cost them in getting other free agents like Trevor Ariza or, you know, there were other quality.
Yeah, they were waiting.
Out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So One thing I hope Elton doesn't do this year is get caught up in that waiting game, because there couldn't be anything more painfully obvious than needing a really quality backup to Joel. And so I really hope that they right now already have a few names in mind that they're going to target.
And they have to have a secondary plan, of course.
Right. So and actually start from day one to execute that plan. They've got to get that backup center, and they've got to get a point guard who can play, you know, 15, 20 minutes a game. He's not going to cost you on defense, whether it's a Patrick Beverley who can give you a lot more minutes than that, or, you know, whether it's Brogdon. But they've got to come back with those types of players. But I agree with, I think you're a couple callers ago, then that does give you concern. What if Jimmy and Tobias do walk? I think what you said, that's probably part of it. They didn't want to strike out in the free agent market this year.
Yeah, so they wanted to get the guys now.
Right, get him in. But I think it's, you know, it's 50-50 that Jimmy comes back. Who knows about Tobias? I think he's more likely to stay. But I think Elton, if he focuses right out of the gate on, we have got to get a quality backup point guard and a quality backup big.
Yes.
And we've got to focus on fit. Here's the other thing. I agree with some other callers who said that I think they did jump the gun a little bit on rushing this team. I think that when you look at how long it took LeBron and Jordan and other guys to finally win a championship, I think the window is longer than some, you know, the way it was handled the last year or two. I think the window is longer for Ben and Joel. You just have to trust that, you know, they can keep them around for a while. And if the window is longer, I don't mind seeing some of their younger players getting more time. So if Jimmy leaves and Tobias leaves, yeah, there will be a drop off.
Well, who are those younger players? That's the problem. They don't have any more that we can really look at and say, oh man, this bright is shining. Really, this light is shining really bright on this particular guy, Marty. Thanks for the call, man. They have none. And Zaire Smith is it, really. And I don't mean to be, you know, knocking on my own door or my cousin's door, his dad and his mom and, you know, my younger cousins, his brothers, the other members of the family, that Mikhail would probably be that, where you can say, oh, okay, we have something here. And Zaire Smith that's the only one. You're not saying that for Korkmaz or Bolden. Shake, maybe. Some people like Shake a little bit. I know I like Shake. Joe Torti saw Shake a lot in college at SMU as well. We like Shake. But we're not saying that Shake is going to be that guy, because we don't know. We don't know that he's going to turn into Malcolm Brogdon. He could turn into Timothée Luwawu-Cabarrot. I don't know. 610-632-0975. We are now doing the Sixers Show with Darnell, Larry, Kevin, and Mitch. Two open phone lines. Hang on, guys. 610-632-0975. We do thank Tyler Goldberg for his great work tonight, fighting through something a little under the weather. So now we got another guy in here. Josh is hanging out. Josh Rabick joining the party right here until 10 and midnight on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.